I decided to go with one of the things I was talking to you about off air. Saying yes to everything doesn't mean someone is a good person. And I tell you that to remind you that saying no doesn't make you a bad person. I say no to my kids all the time. And sometimes they throw a fit. And sometimes they accept it so fast I get confused. You know, because that's just the reality of life. And you might feel guilty when you have to say no, because on some level you do believe you're letting others down or hurting them, and your empathy kicks in. I know y'all empathetic people, you stretch yourself too thin. You try to say yes to everything. You imagine how disappointed they'll be. And maybe they'll show that disappointment, or maybe they'll subtly hint at it, which makes you feel even worse. But here's the truth. Saying no doesn't make you a bad person. It's about taking care of yourself. You are not responsible for making sure that nobody ever feels disappointed. I'm really bad at trying to manage other people's emotions and be like, oh, I don't want to put you through this, or oh, I don't. Let someone else decide for themselves how they feel. You're not the person to take on everybody else's emotions. You're just not capable of doing that, even though your guilt might make you want to do that all the time. That's just not healthy for you. Recognize that you're allowed to say no and that people will find other ways to meet their needs. That is okay. And once you understand that it's not your job to make sure everyone's happy all the time, you're going to feel a weight lift and you'll be ready to say no without the guilt. And be clear and direct. You have to avoid these long-winded explanations that weaken your message. And we do that to ourselves. We have to say no, or I can't do that, or I can't make it this time. And you start texting a whole paragraph or two about, oh, I've just had all this going on this week, or, oh, I just can't stay out there. Mm-mm. You can just say no. And that's okay. A phrase I learned and I take to heart now is that no is a complete sentence. Sure, you can say no, no, thank you, or no, I hope we can do this another time. But that is a complete sentence. And if somebody you love doesn't accept you telling them no, you're not the one disrespecting that relationship. They are. It's not your responsibility to cave, and it's not mean to take care of yourself, and it's not mean to set boundaries. It's something you have to do so that you can give at the times when you are able to do that. So remember that. Stay strong, and once you answer, you can let it go. You don't have to agonize over it afterwards. No is a complete sentence.